when the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us.
Hi everyone, welcome to Chatting Flicks and welcome to the next episode in the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. I'm your host Carl Pierce and today I'm talking about the 2021 movie from Netflix, Fear Street Part 2, 1978. I always forget which year it was, so I got that wrong before. So this is obviously part 2 to the Fear Street trilogy. I haven't watched the third part yet, so I can't judge that. I have seen the first, and this is obviously the second part. So this follows on from the previous film. And this gives us a bit of backstory to the horrors that are happening in Shadyside in 1978, which happened at a camp. It's called Camp Nightwing, where about, I think it was 30 teenagers get killed in gruesome, horrible ways. So this tells a story of the main characters. I totally forgot their names. Let me just see if I can find their names. So you've got Ziggy and Cindy, who are sisters. Now, Ziggy is the lady we see at the end of part one. Okay, now you don't know this when you're watching the film, but you can sort of assume it because she's got a cat named after Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars and whatever you think, that sort of thing. So Ziggy and Cindy are sort of two sisters who are at each other's throats all the time. They've lost their mother a while back. But one is like sort of prim and proper and one is a bit of a rebel. They go into this camp, which also has people from the other town, which were mentioned in the first episode. I can't remember what it's called, but these are called Shadyside, something like Sunnyside or whatever it is. Shadyside and Sunnyside, that's how it's on the nose it is. And this is Ziggy telling the story of what happened at the camp. So various things are happening, but basically what happens is that parts of the witch's body are underneath the camp, and a couple of the kids find these body parts, and then the ghosts of the witch, like sort of the minions of the witch, if you like, come back and wreak havoc on the people in the camp, the teenagers in the camp. So I was quite surprised to see a lot of these teenagers, and they do look like kids. It's not like, you know, Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street where the teenagers, but they don't look like teenagers. They're obviously adults playing teenagers. These look like kids and they're getting hacked to bits. You know, you see a few heads getting chopped off. You see a fella getting axed right to his face a few times. Legs breaking, you know, ankles snapping. It's proper gruesome. And you know what? I really enjoyed this. I can imagine this has been influenced heavily by Friday the 13th. I haven't seen Friday the 13th yet, to my eternal shame. But I can imagine this has been highly influenced, it being on that sort of camp and it being a lone killer, basically. The killer is the Cindy's boyfriend who ends up getting possessed. I think he gets killed and then gets possessed. So basically he's going around chopping people's heads off and things like that. So yeah, more of the same with this one. As I say, it's a different time period. That's why it's 1978. It's in this camp. You're finding out more about the witch who is stalking this town. And yeah, it was really enjoyable. And it's, you know, it was good. There's a few gruesome deaths, as I say. The acting is generally good. You've got your few jump scares. There's a few horrible scenes, things like that. It's a bit claustrophobic at parts as well. Two of the characters go underground. So yeah, it was really enjoyable. It was good. It's glossy as well. So it's, you know, it's a Netflix show. So they've put the money into it, and you can tell it looks good for what it is. So it ends on a bit of a cliffhanger when one of the kids from the previous film who's getting told the story, I can't remember which actress it is. Oh, Dina, that's it. So Kiana Madeira, I think that's how you pronounce your name. Kiana, I think that's how you do it. So who plays Dina? So basically, at the end of this film, she gets transported back to 1666, where there are witch trials going on. So Sam Fears is the name of the, or Sam Fears it is, not Fears. She's off the, was it Essex? Anyways, Essex. Sam Fears is the witch who is stalking this town, and it goes back to 1666 when Sam Fears was getting executed, basically. So that's part three. So part three is 1666. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and seeing what happens and how it concludes, and what her motivations are as a witch and why she's taking revenge on the town. But yeah, it's a good film. I enjoyed it. You know, it plays up to the horror tropes. There's no surprises, really. It's what you'd expect. It's what you want from a horror film. You know, they are teenagers, but the kids, really, you know what I mean? These kids getting chased by this masked, you know, slasher. There's a bit of supernaturalness going on with the witch and different people's bloods touching her bones and trying to return this bony hand to the tree and all these different things which go on. And it's enjoyable, and I would recommend it. It's good. I think it might have been, it felt a bit long, if anything. If I've got any criticisms, it felt long. I'm just trying to see how long it actually is. So it was 1 hour and 50. It felt a bit too long. If an hour and a half, maybe, or, you know, just over an hour, it probably would have zipped along. 1 hour and 50, it is a bit overcooking it a bit. That's my only criticism of the film, really, because the acting's generally good, the effects are great, it's got its jump scares, it's got its gory bits, yeah, it's got an intriguing story, and I'm looking forward to seeing the third part and seeing how it pans out. So yeah, it's good. Fear Street Part 2, 1978. Give it a go. Obviously, watch Part 1 first, and I'll let you know what Part 3 is like when I've watched it. So what do you think? Have you seen these? Let us know in any in the comments on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can email us chatandflicks@hotmail.com. All right, folks, take care. See you now. Bye-bye.
Hello?
It's not over.
You are our last chance.
How do we end this?
You have to go back
to 1978. The first day of camp.
Looks like blood.
Do you have a better idea?
Maybe.
Who are you?
Nick Good.
Bad things always happen to Shady Ciders.
You feel it, don't you?
There's something holding us down.
Who's seen us?
Run!
One way or another, you're gonna die tonight.
There it is. It's not just a diary, it's a map.
I'm not letting you die.
My sister's still out there.
Go, guys, go!
We can end this.
You swore.
It's becoming a habit.